day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets here today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up next.
Attention, farmers and ranchers. Have you ever stopped to consider, God forbid, you or someone you love receiving a crippling injury or worse from working with cattle? It's definitely something to think about, and there are ways of staying safe when handling cattle. The Cattle Flow Box is designed with efficiency and safety in mind. Low-stress cattle management products by Gobod Pipe and Steel are made to improve feed intake, help with detection of diseases, reduce lameness cases, improve product quality and food safety, less carcass loss through bruising and injury, less use of, and much better response to vaccines and antibiotics. Last but not least, it's made safer for you and your handlers. Takes less time, and the cattle are much easier to handle. Gobod Pipe and Steel's Flow Box and Cattle Alley are the perfect low-stress cattle management systems. In addition, all Gobod sales personnel are becoming animal care handling certified. Gobod Pipe and Steel is committed to developing equipment for low-stress cattle management. See their inventory today at GobodPipe.com.
Firm support seen in livestock markets quickly developed today following what started out as an extremely lackluster day for market activity. This market rally, though, was driven by the triple-digit rally in feeder cattle markets today. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower in light trade today. May corn futures about 4 cents lower. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 36 points higher. NASDAQ up 9 points. Light to moderate buyer support seen today with stable price moves across the live cattle complex. April through August contract futures holding 50 to 60 cent gains as traders slowly moved back into the complex. April futures attempted to move back towards $119 per hundredweight, with the beef market support focusing on summer market demand despite the uncertainty in the cash markets. And after remaining sluggish during the entire morning, strong buyer support showed up across the feeder cattle trade. April through August futures posted $1 to $1.20 per hundredweight gains. With April contracts now trading above $131 per hundredweight, it appears that some momentum may be rekindled in the market, although at this point there may be some uncertainty as to just how much long-term support will develop following the recent choppy market shifts. And grain futures were mixed today following a choppy overnight session, reflecting patterns seen in many markets as they watched talks over the last couple of days between President Trump and China's President Xi. Corn prices tried holding steady after trading both sides of yesterday's close. May futures kept to an inside day on the charts, but staying above its 200-day moving average. Soybeans edged higher with a little buying noted in Europe. May futures tried breaking out of the downtrending channel from the last 3 weeks that took the market to a very oversold level. Meanwhile, wheat was mixed following two-sided trade overnight. Soft red winter wheat futures edged closer to the top of their bearish channel off of February highs, and all three markets have kept to inside days so far. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.